Welcome to the Second Nature Show. My name is Dom Campbell. I am here with my show co-host, Alex Koble-Frakes and Donna Masterson. And I am super excited to be here today because I am excited to introduce Cedric Edison to the show today. He is a mindset and wellness coach, and I've known Cedric for quite some time, for about a year. I met him last April in Arizona at the HCI Live event. And when I first met him, I was like, whoa, this guy's got some energy. And his wife was days away from giving birth to his son. So he's had quite a year this year, and he has quite a story to share. And he's going to share with us about his coaching business as well. So I'm really excited to have him on the show. Cedric, thank you for joining us.
Man, thank you guys for having me. Dom, Donna, Alex, man, I feel like I'm amongst old friends. Man, that's crazy you remember that. Some of the small little details we don't think people hold on to. Yeah, she was a couple days away.
Yes.
From my little man coming. Man, but man, I'm so honored to be in this space with you guys. Thank you guys for allowing me to come into this space and talk to your listeners, viewers. Man, so grateful, so grateful.
We're grateful too. That we're happy to have you, Cedric. So I know you shared your story with me, but I'm kind of curious for our viewers and our listeners, what led you into doing this kind of work?
Wow. How much time do we have? No.
I know. It's a big story, depending on where you want to start.
Right.
But it's an awesome story. So.
So I have to give accolades to one of the hosts here, to Donna, actually.
Me? Really?
Yes. Oh. For me, even being able to start telling my story, because I met Donna in Phoenix, Arizona, and her personality, she just asked me to share my story, and I did that night. So I'm grateful for you for even showing up and asking that night. But man, a little bit about it, man, how I ended up here. It's been a 39 year journey. I'm 39, folks. But if I was to kind of look back over it, all of this really started in motion a few years ago. I was 33, and at this point in my life, I was working corporate America, had gotten kicked out of the Marine Corps at this point. And I was working a pretty high level corporate job for a hotel chain, traveling. Life was great, so I thought. And literally, I felt a pain in my side. Went to the hospital, and they diagnosed me with having an aneurysm. A year later, I had no growth. They were saying everything was fine. A year after that, I'm at work, and I feel this horrific pain again in my side, and I go. Over a couple days, long story short, I'm hearing nurses tell me I'm in the middle of having a stroke. And at this point, I'm about 190 pounds. And I'm arguing like, it's no way I'm having a stroke. I drove here. I feel fine. Look at me. I'm a monster at this point. I'm a tank. It's no way. And they're like, yeah. And so about that aneurysm, we're going to have a cardiologist look at it. And he came in and said, well, sir, if you're not on the operating table within 24 to 48 hours, you will not see your next day. And so reality set in for me. And there was a couple of hours I had before. And it was a crazy time because at this point, I'm living in Kansas. I'm away from my family. I'm all alone. And now I got to fly back to Houston, and all of these questions, what have you done with your life? How will people remember you? What have you done? Is this it? And all of those came, all those answers came back in a negative light in that moment. And I can remember I wanted to start out as a speaker. That was my thing. I was like, oh man, I want to be a speaker. Because after I can remember being in recovery, and I don't know if you guys are spiritual or religious or anything, but there was this gray cloud over this really older gentleman across from me. And like, I can hear and see you guys right now. I just heard something, just pray for them. And at this point, I was the typical PK, you know, a preacher's kid. I'll be honest, I was drinking, drugging. And at this point, you know, that's what stopped me. It slowed me down. Okay, bam, here, you're in a hospital now. You can't go anywhere. And kept coming over me. And then finally, I submit and I pray for him. And then just the response I had gotten back from the family, I said, I know what it is I kind of want to do. I just know I wanted to help people at that point. And I was like, oh man, I want to be a speaker. And so I started seeking out Les Browns and Eric Thomas's and Zig Ziglar, Wayne, all of them. And I started to realize, oh crap, I don't have a platform. I don't know how to get this done, blah, 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 X, Y, and Z. And I was on the phone with a buddy of mine, and he says he had went to life coaching school. And I was like, yo, that sounds like something I wanted, you know, that I've been thinking about doing. That sounds exactly like what it is I want to do. Why didn't I come up with those words? And so I just started researching, and that's where I found BHC, and they offered life coaching and health coaching. And in the middle of going through the coursework, I realized, man, I don't want another soul to end up on that hospital table because of their health. And if they are in that spot, I don't want another soul on this planet to have to take the route that I went through and be full of regret when you're on your deathbed, because I got to experience that early. And so I want to help as many people as possible not have any regrets and be healthy while you do it. So long answer.
But a beautiful answer, you know, and how unbelievable the inspiration that you got. You know, you were inspired, and here you are. You're an amazing coach. And so I have a question for you. The inspiration, how does that inspiration affect your health and your wellness, Cedric? How does that affect
It's real simple for me. I have a very vivid place to, and it's not far in the past that I can visit, and I can reflect on that place where I don't want to be. And I can tap into all of those emotions. I know exactly what I don't want to feel. I know exactly the thoughts I don't want to think or have. And I won't say I don't want to think, but I don't want to latch on to or have on that loop that's playing in my head that causes all these other fears. And plus now I have my little dude. And so it's kind of hard to look him in the face when it's time to take action and say, well, oh, daddy didn't feel like it, or daddy was just busy having fun. You know, that's not what I want him to learn. And on the fitness side and well, health side, it's I need to be around as long as I can so I can teach him how to be the best man he could possibly be and help change the world.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Oh, beautiful. Absolutely beautiful, Cedric.
Thank you.
So if I was somebody interested in your services, how would we work together? How would that happen?
You say, how could that happen?
How would we work together?
Oh, man. With me, like, this is the calm down version. I'm trying not to. I know y'all like, man, boy, it's one, we're going to get you full of energy. We're going to find out. Like, I'm just thought about, man, let's find out what you want. let's get to the nitty gritty. None of this, oh, I just want to lose weight. No, we're going to get down. Why aren't you trying to lose that weight? Let's get down to some dark places that's going to motivate us and that's going to push us when we get off this call, when you're not in my presence, when life hits you. So we do that, and it's systematic. We take it step by step, and I'm along with you. And we work on the mindset, just shifting different paradigms, like understanding fear. Fear just slows us down. We get crystal clear and understand that how you do one thing is how you do everything. And so trying to understand how those different paradigms fit into our life. And I hope that's answering your question. I don't know if you're looking.
It absolutely does, you know. And also, you mentioned that you were a PK, a preacher's kid.
Yes.
So, yes. You know, actually think about it. What a beautiful foundation for you, Cedric. You know, you pulled that out. You pulled that out at a time when it was right, when it was absolutely the right time in your life to pull it and look at you. You're beautiful. Yeah. Thank you.
The prodigal. Like I'm the walking, talking prodigal son, really.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I absolutely love having been brought into your journey just before your son was born and getting an opportunity to meet you before he was born and just watching you now after he's born, coming up on his first birthday. And it's really been just a father myself with kids, grade school kids, and knowing what that does. Because that's where my shift happened too. After my, you know, when my kids were born, it was a big, my why radically changed, you know? And so it's been fun actually to watch you and relive that through you this past year. It's been awesome. So
man,
thank
I'm
you.
Glad I can bring, you're welcome. I'm glad I can bring fun to somebody's life.
Well, behind you, it says, enjoy the journey.
Yes, yes.
Love that.
That's my enjoy mantra for this year, actually. Yes. Enjoy the journey. Because that's all it is. It's a journey, and we make it whatever it is. And so for me, enjoy it. Enjoy it.
I've got a question. So this is a little bit off topic of the journey, but a lot of people would look at you, they're like, you're very fit, you're a very strong guy. Why mindset? Why start with mindset? Because they may just be like, well, Cedric, I want to look like you. I wouldn't like, let's skip the mindset. Let's do that. So why do you claim that space as a mindset coach? How do you see that as important versus be like, I'm going to get you fit coach. Right. So I would love for you to talk to that for our audience. What's
wow. A lot of the stuff really, most of my clients and the people I seek out are like me, honestly. Because I resonate with who I resonate, just like you guys resonate like with the show. And honestly, fitness really, I never really felt healthy per se, because I mean, I was coming out of the Marine Corps and I was jacked, and by all standards, just visually looking at me, you would say I was fit. But the reality was I was still eating the ramen noodles, I'm getting over an addiction. I was addicted to sugar, Dr. Pepper, Butterfinger all day, every day. And then people would come, hey man, can you work me out? Can you make me look like you? And I'm like, yeah, I can. But once I really started going through the coursework, I realized none of that really even matters. I can tell you exactly how to lose weight step by step. Hey, eat this many calories, blah, 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 blah. But now once you have all of that information, if you haven't changed the habits, which is ultimately the lifestyle, then all of that stuff is null and void, and it's pointless at that point. So I latch on to the mindset, because if you worked out the way I worked out, you would look like I looked. But the reality, when I look at back over my life, what caused my aneurysm, to me, nobody, because they ran all the tests and nothing was there. Like Morpheus said, like I went through the whole gamut. It's not in my family. And nothing's there. But when I look back, stress level was here, through the roof, high level sales job, high level this, stress. And I didn't know how to deal with it. So I would just go home, smoke a little bit of pot, drink a little bit, and just push it down because I'm a man and I didn't have anybody to talk to. And so I didn't want that for anybody. So deal with this first, because if you can master your mind, we all hear it. If you master this brain housing group, everything else will follow and it's going to change drastically and beautifully. So that's why I chose mindset.
I love that, because I was someone who lost weight and thinking that would be like fix the problem, but it didn't fix any of the problem up here, right? A lot of people want that end result, but it's like you said, it's so null and void. If you don't, like, wherever you go, there you are. It doesn't matter what your body looks like if you don't love yourself. Yeah. It doesn't matter, right? Like, it's just go, like, being fit at the gym, maybe that can help some part, but if you don't, like, figure out those thoughts and learn to master that, it's not going to be sustainable long term. So I love that that's your focus. So.
Yeah, and another weird thing, because I was just kind of sitting here, and I'm getting more comfortable talking about this, especially as a male. But for the longest, I had body image issues. And I started thinking of, you know, and I'm thinking about that more and more, and it's just setting it more in place why I need to continue to do the work. Although I appeared fit, and people would say you looked fit, when I looked in the mirror, I literally would see a very skinny dude. And so especially now more than ever, I look back over that and I look and I'm like, man, I know I'm not the only one. I'm not your average dude. And I like to think, hey, I'm unique. But some of those things that I struggle with, I know for a fact I'm not the only one out there. And those are the people that I'm trying to get to. The dudes that look in the mirror and think I'm skinny or I'm from the hood or whatever the case may be. Or, hey, if I lose weight, maybe my wife will just continue. No, that's not the case. Like, let's work on up here so everything else can change.
Yeah. Cedric, I totally agree with you. Having grown up a heavyweight kid and then lost, you know, like 80 pounds in my adulthood, I spent years after losing my weight still feeling, I would look in the mirror, but I did not feel like the guy I was seeing in the mirror. In my head, I was still the heavyweight kid that grew up. That I grew up in, even though, you know, I would look at myself in the mirror and it's like, okay, I wasn't as fat as I was, but I still felt inadequate. I still felt awkward. I still felt, so everything you're talking about, it's totally true. Losing the weight or getting fit, it doesn't fix the mind at all. You know, it'll fix a small piece of it, but it really doesn't get after the underlying stuff that's there that kind of keeps taking you back and dragging you down and really preventing you from being happy.
Yeah, that programming.
Yeah.
Because that's how the loop happens, you know. Mm-hmm. The program, like all my life I heard, oh man, you're a little skinny dude from a run to even now still, you know. And so hearing that, and then the brain goes into, it does what it's supposed to do. Because it only knows the information that has been presented up to this point. It doesn't know anything new. And so, and we're protective creatures. Like, I mean, that's in the Stone Age, they created fire probably. Let's lighten it up and keep the saber tooths away, right? You know, let's create this arrow to protect ourselves. That's what we do. Why do you stop before you get ready to jump off the diving board? It's okay, you understand, hey, this may hurt, I could do this, blah, 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 blah. And until you change that programming, almost like a computer, this little computer, hey, it's only supposed to add 1 + 1, but until you go in and change the program and then teach it multiplication, teach it division or whatever the case, you know, I like to use that little simple analogy, but yeah, you'll remain there no matter what you do.
Mm. I just want to take a moment and honor like all of those parts, everyone, you know, like the sharing, and for all of our listeners, like if this is connecting with you, like those parts that felt misunderstood or vulnerable, and, you know, like we've created some really cool survival mechanisms like you're talking about, right? We've created these tools that help us survive, and we can honor that, and we can say, and now it's time to do something new, right? So I just wanted to like presence that and just honor all of the vulnerability and open hearts that are on this call and who are listening to this call, because sometimes it's hard to just like bear that part of us, right? So just like, we honor that and we say now, and now we find something new. We honor those intentions and then we move forward. So I just wanted to say that. So Cedric, in your professional opinion, what is something that our listeners could start doing today? Like your one number one takeaway to start up-leveling their health and wellness?
Wow, I gotta take it down to one and a general one. Excuse me. And I always go to what's worked for me, because I feel like I was the worst client ever while going through the program. I needed not the worst client ever, but I have the most problems. So what I would recommend first doing is getting comfortable with the negative thoughts. Now, it's a lot of different ways you can do it, but my three ways to dealing with that. First is that one word, nobody gets scared, the M word, meditation. but just spending time with my thoughts, not that any of them are wrong, not that any of them are right, but just understanding who I am again, because I realized I was on autopilot. So meditation. And the second one is what I started doing is journaling. And it came in many different forms, because I was raised up that typical male, journaling, that's a girl's thing. That's, man, you just try to call it that. That's really a diary. Men don't have a diary, right? But that's BS. That's bullshit, yeah. Right?
Little lock.
Right.
That's totally a bed.
Yeah, I always did. Even to this day, sometimes I think about it. I'm like, man, I don't even have a lock on my journal. It's so funny. Right?
As a guy, if you had to write it and put a lock on it, it doesn't get written.
Yeah. That's true. And you lose the key.
Right.
And so journaling, and just for people listening, and it doesn't have to be anything magical, because sometimes I do what we call a brain dump, and it's just words. Bullshit. F this, or happy, sad, sometimes I'm angry and I just brain dump it. Like, even murder will get on there, but it's one of the, let's be honest. You know, I'm like, fuck, I want to kill this bastard.
I love the ID channel.
You know, so or if I had to put it in other words, I write down my thoughts and I write down my emotions and I check in with myself. And then three is take action. Because I realized, although I am a Marine and I come from the hood and I feel like I got a lot of stripes, street credit, I realize now more and more how big of a scaredy cat I am. You know, I have a lot, I'm scared of a lot. I really am. Like, I'm scared of judgment. Like, right now I'm wondering, man, am I sweating? Is my beard the right way? Oh my God, I have these, all of this stuff, right? But here's the thing. What I'm learning more and more every day is take action. Take action. Because you'll realize so many things comes out of that. Like, I've been on stage in front of close to 1,000 people leading breaks like multiple times. And it's scary every time. The first time I almost threw up, I told Ron, man, I don't want to go on stage. I'm afraid. Dude, what are we going to do? Get your shit together. Like, we're already here. We can't back out now. We can't fucking disappoint. We got to go. But here's the thing. That 3 minutes has changed my life forever, because I had no idea how many lives I would impact by doing a simple 3-minute stretch break, or the night I didn't tell the story to invoke any emotion, I was scared as hell to tell these people how much of a liability I thought I was, how much of a piece of shit I thought I was because I got kicked out of the United States elite military branch. But I sat there and I told these people that night around that fire, and not that I don't want to invoke any emotion, but people crying and telling me how much I meant, how much that story touched them. You will learn so much by facing the fears, because it's like we hear all the time, it's false evidence of being real. It really is, because the false evidence is just the thought that you're thinking. So take that action, and how you can build yourself up to take that action is to understand how you feel and how you think, what's going on in your head. So one way you can do it is write. Look down, write your emotions down and go back. And you can see how great of an individual you are, or how effed up of a person you've been, or even with your relationships. You can go back and see it at a snapshot, you know, and then spend time with yourself. Get to, I heard one of you guests, how she put it, Mary O'Malley, I think it was. Find out who that storyteller is. She put it so eloquently. Find out who you are. What bullshit are you telling yourself? What lies are you telling yourself? So get to know the liar so you can make them a truth teller.
Perfect. Perfection.
I'm sorry, I got a call because I start getting hyped, man, and I don't want to go off on y'all show.
No, that's what makes it real. That's what makes it real.
Those tips are awesome. Our listeners are going to be able to do so much. And I loved when you said journaling, because I think I may have shown this on the show before. But here, I'm like obsessed with journaling. Here are a few of the journals in my rotation that sit on my desk, like different ones for different things. And I think that's such a simple tool that people, we run away all the time. And speaking of like what Mary O'Malley said, I loved, she was awesome. But it's like the obstacle is the way. Your thoughts hold you back. We can't get away from them. We have to go through them, right? Write them down, examine. So I think journaling is life altering tool. So I love that you brought that up. I'm curious if you had any final thoughts, last words to share with our listeners today.
Oh man. Hmm. And I'll say it the way I said it in Austin. It was either Austin or Phoenix, one of the places. Take action as big as you dream. And that might sound scary to some people because you're like, oh my God, your dreams are big. And you're like, might think, oh, well, that means I have to go and try and become the CEO of my company, or I have to go and pitch the idea to the big man. But that's not really what it's about. It's when your dream is big and you locked into that why, and you understand, like how Eric Thomas says, you want it as bad as you want to breathe. And you start to take those little bitty actions every day. Do something towards you every day, because at the end of the day, you are your business. You are your career. You are the relationship. Whatever it's, you are. So work and take an action, no matter how afraid you are. And a culmination, when you package all of those little ones into one ball, at the end of it, you're going to have a ball this big, and it's going to be as big as your dreams. So think about your dream. Think about why you don't want to take the action, and then do it anyway. And that is taking action as big as your dream. Yeah. Eating an elephant one bite at a time.
One bite at a time.
One bite
at a time. Do it anyway. Do it anyway.
Oh my gosh. It has been just like brilliant having you on today. And I kind of have like a similar feeling that Dom was explaining. When I saw you at that first live, I was like, I don't know who that guy is, but I have got to get to know him. His energy is infectious. And I want him, I want to be at that table. Like, he's awesome. So I'm so so thrilled that we could have you on the show today. It's just been a complete joy and so brilliant.
Yeah, so
yeah, we got to do this. We got to hang out more, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, I'd love to come back, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So where can our listeners find and follow you at, Cedric?
Man, I'm trying to get everywhere. No. but you can find me on Facebook. On Facebook at Disciples of Change. Mm-hmm. Or you can on the website, www.bodydisciples.com. Instagram, I'm on Instagram as @BodyDisciples, @DisciplesOfChange. Email at bodydisciples@gmail. LinkedIn, you can find me on there. I don't have the bird one. Man, I'm kind of
Twitter. Twitter.
Hold on, Twitter.
Yeah, I don't have
Twitter. That sounds obscene.
Because I had it, but I can't figure I can't 150 characters? Nah, I can't do it.
Cedric has too much to say.
Yeah, I'm good.
That's awesome. Well, we'll make sure to post those so our listeners can find them for you. So it was just so awesome.
And I'm sorry, the man cave experience.
Yeah. Man cave experience. Yeah, you got to show.
Yeah, how did I forget that one? Yes, yeah. Yes. At our show, the man cave experience, which at some point and I'm putting y'all on blast, at some point we're going to have the whole cast of the Second Nature show.
Woo!
In yes. The man cave.
I'll be there.
Yay.
Awesome.
Great. Thank you so much. Dom, what about you? Where can our listeners find and follow you?
Online at coachdomcampbell.com.
And Donna?
Oh, desiredstatecoaching.com. And my email is donna@desiredstatecoaching.com.
Awesome. And you can find and follow me on Facebook at Fully Aligned Coaching. And on Instagram, I am Alex, the Fully Aligned Coach. And you can find and follow us on the Second Nature Show on Facebook. And on YouTube. And if you've got any questions or you want to be a guest or know someone who would be a great guest, you can email us at thesecondnatureshow@gmail.com. We would be happy to answer any questions. Cedric, I'm sure, would answer any questions. So post those in the video. If you've got any questions, we would be super happy to answer those. And be sure to tune in next week at Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. And remember, if you change your habits, you can change your life. Thanks, everybody.
Bye, everybody.